Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today is a portion of what was just read. The last two verses from Hebrews 2 on this, the presentation of Jesus and purification of Mary. Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. This is the word of the Lord. Oops, sorry. Apologize. I didn't get you. I'm a little nervous. It's my first time ever preaching in chapel, so. Shoot. Well, in all honesty, the cup thing was just staged. But the nervousness is very much real. But there have been many times when things like this have happened in my ministry over the years where, believe me, they were not staged. I've made many mistakes and blunders as a pastor. There have been many times where I have felt completely overmatched by this calling, this office. There are many situations where I felt completely helpless. And not a few times that I stepped into the pulpit not feeling very well prepared at all. And during that little silent portion of the confession of sins, honestly, I found myself saying, God, I am such a terrible pastor. Forgive me. I'll be more prepared next time. Please let the Holy Spirit have something useful come out of my mouth. And perhaps you can relate to some of these, oh shoot, experiences of the ministry. Perhaps in field work, you forgot to do a particular part of the service and were reminded later by the supervising pastor, oh shoot. Perhaps on vicarage, you were teaching catechesis and you had no clue as to what to do with little Mr. Mayhem sitting in the second row there. How do I keep discipline in this class? Perhaps you said something and a moment of frustration that you later regretted and you couldn't take it back, or maybe even posted something on Facebook, don't do that, and people read it before you could take it down. Ministers live in glass houses. Their sins are out in the open for people to see. And this is a tough vocation, let's be honest. A wise pastor once told me that you know you are called to be a pastor when you cannot think of anything else you should do. What he meant was, no one should choose the cross of the ministry. This is a road less traveled where the enemy, the devil, lies in wait to bring you down, and he's out there, he's here. And it's not so much the careless or nervous mishaps, but it's when you take a stand for the truth. It's when you preach a faithful word that you have to preach that may not always be popular. It's when you demonstrate leadership that at times not everyone wants to follow. Yes, it must be God's choice for your vocation, his call. But we are here at the seminary. And apparently, a number of you cannot think of anything else you should do. And you will, by God's grace, receive his call into the holy ministry. So if that's you, let me say that there isn't a better cross for you to carry. God blesses us through the crosses he gives us, the crosses of our vocations. And we experience that especially in these, oh shoot, moments. That's because, as we remember today on February the 2nd, we have a Savior who went to the temple when he was 40 days old. It's because 40 days since Christmas, means that now it's time to return to the temple to fulfill the law. Jesus was presented and Mary purified. And as we were reminded yesterday, Simeon and Anna rejoiced because the Son of God came to carry his cross to redeem us. Again, the text read earlier as I repeated it, therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. He allowed himself to be humiliated by becoming a man, bearing the suffering and temptation and shame of our sin all the way to the cross. And because of it, we read, he is able to help those who are being tempted, which includes these oh shoot moments of ministry, as well as the times of weariness and despair. We are more than conquerors, not in spite of our trials, but I believe in the midst of trials through him who loved us. You let these oh shoot moments be blessings that drive you to the cross of Christ. In Christ, find peace through the forgiveness of your sins and the certainty of your salvation. And that's what this is all about anyway. This gives a hopeful outlook on ministry. To paraphrase Luther, the theology of the cross means that you can now see things as they really are. You can see that no one in your church really expects you to be perfect. And if they do, then you pray for them. And we also see that our sin and despair, our inadequacies, we can see them better in a way that we can now address them because we are really not all that important. We can also see the tremendous joy God gives to us through others in this ministry. Yet God uses us to deliver. And it's not boasting, because it's not ultimately our doing, but God gives us the great blessing of speaking words that give hope, that bring comfort, that guide in the way of his blessings. What a vocation. I like to think of ministry as a win-win cross. Try this on. It's a win when I'm driven to Christ by this cross. It's a win when I see Christ comfort others by his cross. Now, permit me to wrap this up with something that I've been telling field education students and vicars for the last 16 years. Pretty much word for word, and I said it to every one of them. When you mess up in leading worship or teaching Bible class or preaching your first or your thousandth sermon, when you have one of those oh shoot moments, let it drive you to Christ for blessing, to remind you that you live in forgiveness. Let it remind you that you are in the joyful business of leading others to live in the mercy of God for sinners along with you. It's so nice to be crossed out so that the ministry can be about Jesus and not about us. So here's a little takeaway for today. If you find in your service folder, there's a little quote at the bottom on the back of it. It comes from Gustav Wingren's Luther on Vocation, about the cross of vocation. And this has guided me over the years as a pastor. That's why I wanted to share it with you. It reads, as man is crucified by the law through the cross of his vocation, he is made alive and raised through faith in the gospel. As works go forth toward one's neighbor and the world, faith reaches up to God, to heaven. You might even keep this and write on it, don't forget the oh shoot blessing sermon you heard one day in chapel. when one of these moments come your way, and they will, you will be blessed through faith in Christ your Savior. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.